It's the Port Report. The Port Report, the fastest growing podcast in Western Orange County, talking all things Port Jervis, news, newsmakers, sports, activities, and events. If it's taking place in Port Jervis, we're talking about it here on the Port Report. I'm your host, Tom Fagione, and boy, do we have a great episode lined up for today. Got a chance to get down to the high school and catch up with the Port Jervis varsity football team. Sat down with six players, captains on the football team, and we talked about last season, this season, their expectations, and we even got some insight into some of their role models and people they look up to. So sit back and enjoy a whirlwind of interviews as we catch up with Port Jervis varsity football players Brett Fuller, Calvin Cruz, Nick Sorelli, Geffen Cawthon, Tyler Montalvo, and last but not least, Nate Chambers. So sit back and enjoy this edition of the Port Report. Dr. Bagel, 31 Pike Street in Port Jervis, home of the biggest, best breakfast sandwiches around. Yeah, when the doc's in, those sandwiches are enormous. Bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese. He even has that really cool Taylor egg and cheese on a hard roll or on his wide selection of bagels. It's Dr. Bagel, 31 Pike Street in Port Jervis. I got to tell you, the doc has been a proud supporter and sponsor of the Port Report, and he's a big fan of Port Jervis High School football. Give the doctor a call, 845-905-2007. That's 845-905-2007 for Dr. Bagel, 31 Pike Street in Port Jervis. He's located right there at the underpass as you're either coming in or going out of New York, right there at the bridge. Dr. Bagel, proud sponsor of the Port Report. The doc is ready for football, not just for breakfast. Dr. Bagel is now doing pizza in the afternoon, so swing on by, get a nice slice for lunch, or maybe pick up a couple slices before you head to the big football game this Friday. Dr. Bagel, 31 Pike Street in Port Jervis. And as we mentioned, boy, we have great lineup today of interviews. We sat down and talked with a whole bunch of Raiders, and we started with the quarterback himself, Mr. Brett Fuller.
Let's talk about that 2020 season. It was, you know, everything was so crazy with COVID and whatnot. Let's get your take and perspective from the quarterback's position.
It was a great season. I mean, all the adversity we faced, but we pushed through it and we were really successful and just dominated all over.
Now, domination is quite the word. And you guys really put it out there on the field. And the season ended with great victory, but no state championship. How did that feel?
It was a horrible feeling because we knew we would have done really great in states and probably won the whole thing. But, I mean, it was just great to at least get the chance to play ball in spring.
You know, spring ball, boom, the next thing you know, really not much of an off season. Tell us a little bit about your off season as an individual and also as joining in with your teammates.
During the off season, I just went to a bunch of camps, you know, to get myself better and learn more about the quarterback position. And then off-season workouts started up and the whole team was there just ready to buy into the process for this season. And I feel that the off-season was a great success and helped us, you know, rebuild like our team around what we are this year.
You know, you said you went to a few off-season camps. Your folks put some miles on the car, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. We did a couple thousand miles, I'm pretty sure. And our farthest trip was North Carolina State.
And what was that like playing down there?
Oh, it was awesome that you could just see a lot of talent down there and just a great feeling to be on a big D1 campus and just show what I have.
Well, speaking of showing what you have, the 2021 season's upon us, and no better venue than to be at Glenette Field on a Friday night. And why not start with one of the best teams in the area, opening up with Cornwall? Sounds like a repeat maybe of last year, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first game last season against them, it's a big statement game, so... And I mean, we're prepared, and every day we're out here just putting in 100% and getting that work done, so I'm excited for Friday night.
You know, not only are you a Raider, but you are a Raider record setter. Unbelievable numbers, throwing the touchdowns, unbelievable yards per game, yards in your career. What do those stats mean to you, and how do you balance them with the overall whole spirit of the football team itself?
The stats and the records, you know, they're really great, but I'm just more focused on getting the win at the end of the day.
And speaking of wins, this season, the first three of the first five games are against Cornwall, Minisink, and Middletown. You guys aren't taking the easy road.
Oh, no, we're never about taking the easy road. We just want to find the best, and we want to just prepare ourselves for what's going on in the rest of the season. So, I mean, I like those first three games.
All right, I've been asking your teammates this. I got two more questions for you. If you had a chance to either go back in history or to sit down with somebody today that's alive or dead, famous, infamous, or otherwise, who would that person be and why would you want to hang out with them?
I would want to hang out with, I'd say, Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, because I just want to, you know, be able to be the best at the quarterback position. So I feel like they'd give me a lot of great tips on how to make myself better.
I think maybe you could give them some tips too, maybe?
Maybe, who knows?
Last question we always ask is, what does it mean to you? Now, this is your senior year. What's it going to mean every week, week in, week out, putting that helmet on and wearing the red and black?
Every week, I'm just going to cherish every moment like I have all these other years playing varsity football. I mean, you only get to play it once, so you make every moment count.
Well, we're going to be there every moment and every game of the way. Best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Brett's going to have quite a few great targets to throw to, and everyone's going to keep an eye on Calvin Cruz. Calvin joined us after we spoke to Brett to talk about his outlook for the season, both offensively and defensively.
Calvin, 2020 was quite a football season. Get your take on it as we look back on 2020 before we look into 2021.
It was kind of a struggle because COVID hit and stuff, so we didn't know what we were going to do. But as soon as we got the notification saying that we could start March 1st, then we were all ready to go. In the off season, even when we were in lockdown or whatever, we were still going to the field, throwing the ball around, running some 7-on-7s and just stuff like that. And then we were mentally prepared for the season, and we showed that what we were capable of doing.
Boy, you sure did. It was unfortunate that the state wouldn't allow you guys to go to a state championship game. There was no doubt in a lot of people's mind that you guys would have been playing for that.
Yeah, I had a lot of hope that we would have won a state championship that year, too. But COVID hit it, lost it. I was confident. I could have had a ring. And then, yeah.
Well, you're going into the 2021 season now. You're only a junior. You got all this experience behind you. Talk a little bit about what you did this offseason to prepare, and talk a little bit about what you're looking forward to accomplishing on the field this year.
Back during the offseason, got outside more, did more than I should be doing, which was better. Did more footwork, got my hands better, this and that. Got more guys to come out, show, see what they could do, and first week of camp was a struggle, but we all got through it. We're looking good this week, so hopefully we could just worry about Cornwall first and then see what we could do after that. But I see us going states this year.
You know, a lot of people watch the way you play the game. You play with a lot of confidence on both sides of the ball. What's that confidence mean to you, and how does that help you on the field?
It feels great because it's being a leader to the other guys to make them play better. And if you play good, they're all going to play good, stuff like that. You don't want them to be down the whole game.
Well, you're speaking of leadership, talking about what it takes to get the other guys to come out and play hard. If you had a chance to sit down with someone famous, whether in ancient history to today, they could be a sports figure, they could be someone of notoriety, who would you want to hang out with, chill out with, and interview?
I'm going to say Kobe Bryant, because like, he just has a mentality to win. He keeps everybody on track, and he's just that guy, I guess.
Well, he was quite a talent, no doubt about it. The last question we always ask is, what does it mean to you to put that helmet on and to wear the red and black, not only at Gwinnett Field, but each and every game through the season?
It's like being loved by Port Jervis also, but it's just feeling good because you could show Port Jervis who you are, but you're also playing for yourself as well.
And none of that great offensive success is going to happen without a strong offensive line. And anchoring that offensive line is returning senior captain Nick Sorelli. We caught up with Nick just before practice today. And this humble young man gave us a little insight on what it takes to be both an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman. Nick Sorelli.
Joining us now is senior Nick Sorelli. Nick, 2020 was quite an interesting football season. Take us back a little bit and get us a recap from your angle.
Yeah, I mean, we were hoping to have a season in the fall, but all we got was the spring, which was good enough for us as long as we could play. It stinks we didn't have a state championship, or could have went farther than we did, but we made the best of what we had and played a good season.
Well, you're sure right with that, played a good season. I mean, undefeated. Did you guys expect that?
We were hoping, but we didn't really know what was going to happen. We had some big games, Middletown, Cornwall, but we just played the best we could and came out on top.
Now, you had some big plays, both offensively and defensively. Kind of recap, what was the season like for you personally?
I was just trying to make the best of what I could. I needed to get some film out there as a junior, obviously, for college, if I want to play college ball. But I was just trying to help the team win and do the best I could.
Well, you sure did that. And, you know, after that season was over, really not much of an off season, was there?
No, we really had a short off season. Normally we have the whole winter and everything, but we just went out there every day we could and did the best we could to get prepared for this season.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that you did during the off season, both individually and maybe as a group of players.
Individually, I was lifting every day. We didn't have practice. And as a team, every day we had practice and we'd come out here and we'd lift together and have practice like every couple weekdays, like Tuesdays and Thursdays, whatever we could do. We were out here as a team.
Well, you know, that off-season work pays off during the season. The season starts this Friday against Cornwall. What are your expectations coming into the 2021 season?
Well, starting her off, really tough game. We're going to go out there, give it our best shot, try to beat them again, give them another loss to their spectacular couple of years, and just keep trying. We're going to try to get another section chip. We want that three-peat, and we're just going to do the best we can.
All right, two more quick questions for you, but two important questions. Number one, if you had a chance to either go back in history or to talk to someone today that might be famous or somebody that somebody knows, could be somebody in the world stage or the sports stage, if you had a chance to sit down, hang out, and interview one person, who would that person be?
Probably Eli Manning. Just, he had to go against the Patriots twice and beat them in the Super Bowl. He had everything going against him, and he managed to come out on top, kind of like how we had COVID and everything, and we still managed to have an undefeated season and have a good look at this one too.
That's the kind of answer that we expect from a senior captain. The last question we always ask is, what does it mean to you to put on that uniform and to wear the red and black and be part of this Red Raider football program?
I mean, it's everything. I've had family for generations that have been wearing this uniform, and just to be out there in that uniform means a lot to me and everyone else here as well.
And one player that's very happy that Nick is the anchor of the offensive line is senior running back Geffen Cawthon. Geffen is going to be in the backfield this year, and I'm sure he's going to be tugging on Nick's jersey as he's looking to cut inside and outside and down the sidelines for some big touchdown runs. Joining us now, Geffen Cawthon.
Joining us now is Geffen Cawthon. Geffen, senior year, what's that mean to you?
Senior year, man, I got to just go out there and do what I know to do. Sports, school, everything. Got to get it done.
Well, the 2020 season, we didn't see a lot from you on the offensive side. A couple of great catches, a couple touchdowns. But I think we're going to see a lot more of you this year. Tell us a little bit about what we expect to see from you on the offensive side of things.
Well, on the offensive side, man, I'm playing a big role this year, man. Running back, some swap out on receivers, doing it on the offensive side, definitely.
Now, 2020 was quite the season. I mean, we didn't even know there was going to be a football season. There was a lot of, you know, things in flux, a lot of, you know, issues, and the world was in the pandemic. You know, there's a lot of adversity. I mean, you come from a situation where, you know what adversity is all about. Talk a little bit about that and how you've been able to overcome that.
Well, you know, that situation definitely changed me a lot, but I just took it and ran with it and made the best of it. You know, that's all I can do. I'm getting better now, and been getting better, and that's all I can do. You know, situation definitely changed me a lot, though, but, you know, I'm getting better, though. Definitely.
Now let's talk a little bit about the offseason. Football isn't just showing up on a week before the season starts and, you know, throwing your helmet on the field. A lot of work has to get done. Talk a little bit about what you did during the offseason.
Offseason, I was working out 6 a.m. with Nate Chambers every day. After that, I had work, and if I didn't have work, I was hitting the field on my alone time, just doing ladder drills, just helping with my footwork and all that, just trying to get better for the season.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, we open up with Cornwall this Friday. Give me a little insight of what it's like to prepare for a team like that.
Well, everybody knows Cornwall's a dog. Last year, they gave us a crazy game, but we've been practicing hard this year. I think it's going to be a great game, a really great game.
Well, we're going to look forward to seeing you on that field all the time. You know, we start with Cornwall, but the whole season's ahead. I got two more questions for you. Number one, if you had the chance to sit down with anybody, anybody in history, anybody that's alive today, they could be famous or otherwise, you want to sit down, hang out with them, and interview them, who would it be and why?
I say Kobe Bryant. His mentality is crazy. I'd love to learn all about that. Kobe Bryant, definitely. Rest in peace, him.
There you go. No doubt about it. Last question we always ask. This is it, man. What's it mean to you to put that helmet on, to wear that red and black, and to represent this team and this community?
I've been wearing this helmet for years now, and this Raiders, man, it means a lot, man. Definitely means a lot to represent. Just go out there and do what I know, what I could do.
So many of the players that we got a chance to catch up with today really talked about the offseason, how they put in their work, how they were in the gym or on the field running and training, and nobody is going to be prepared to see the success that the offseason workouts have done better than Tyler Montalvo. Tyler hit the gym hard this summer, and boy, he paid off in dividends in the gym, and that's going to be shown on the field. Tyler catches up with us right now here on the Port Report.
Joining me now is Port Jervis High School junior Tyler Montalvo. Tyler, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty well, thanks. So 2020 was quite an interesting football season. Let's get your take on how that spring sort of winter season went for you.
Yeah, it went pretty good. We had just had a lot of training. We all had to do training on our off time, all COVID and everything, so it was just really hard. We all had to kind of build a chemistry in the off season without each other, really. So
now you talk about an off season. I mean, from the 2020 football season that ended in April,
yeah,
it's now August. There wasn't much of an off season at all.
No, not really. I mean, we had a couple guys come into the weight room, but I mean, everyone really did their own thing this season, so this off season.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. People coming to the game Friday night are going to realize one thing. You were in the weight room.
Yeah, I was definitely in the weight room this season. I got all my PRs really high this year, so.
Now, for people that don't know, tell us what the PRs are and give me some numbers.
They're personal records. So my squat is a 425, and my deadlift went all the way to a 465, and my bench went to a 275.
Those are some pretty impressive numbers. Were you happy with the results?
No, I was really excited because I've been working really hard for these numbers ever since I was an upcoming freshman. So,
now you're a junior, and big news this year for you. You're going to be starting on the line, right?
Yeah, for both ways, so offense and defense. So,
and a little bit of a leadership role for you as well?
Yep. I just got named captain yesterday. So,
what's that mean to you?
It means a lot because I really just try to be a leader to all the younger kids and inspire them to be great. So,
We talk about being a leader to the younger kids. My question to you today is about leadership and about famous people, maybe sports stars or people of notoriety. If you had one chance to sit down and hang out and talk and interview one person, could be alive, could be dead, who would that famous or infamous person be?
It would be Tim Tebow, because growing up, I really just watched him. I watched how he helped the Florida Gators win a championship, and I watched how he went to the Jets and everything, because the Jets are my favorite football team.
Well, we know Tim Tebow is quite a football player, was not much of a baseball player, but I think most people would say that Tim Tebow is probably a pretty awesome dude.
Yeah, he really motivated me to push hard and keep working for my goals.
So you're a junior, going into the junior year now. The first game of the season is up against Cornwall. I mean, we saw Cornwall last year. That was some football game. What are you guys expecting this year?
We're expecting just to go out there and work our hearts, play our hearts out. And I mean, we all been working this offseason, so I expect good expectations out of this game. So,
all right. The last question we always ask, what does it mean to you to put on that uniform and to put that helmet on and be part of the Port Jervis Red Raider football program?
It means a lot to put that on and show out for my community and put on a show for them.
We look forward to Tyler's success as a junior. And a former junior last year, Nate Chambers, catches up with us. He's our final interview here on the Port Report today. And you want to talk about a junior having a breakout season? Nate Chambers really made his presence known in the 2020 season. And we look forward to great success for Nate here in season 2021. We caught up with Nate here on the Port Report.
Joining us is senior Nate Chambers. Nate, 2020 was quite an interesting football year. Give us your take as we look back and we get ready to look forward.
we had a very successful season. We just got a lot to make up for. You know, keep it consistent, make sure we score the same way, try to just match it.
Now, 2020, we saw you really excel on the defensive side of the ball. Expect some differences maybe this year. Where do we expect to see you really dominating things?
Both sides this year, offense and defensive wise, running the ball this year.
Now, this year you're going to be running the ball. Big gap in losing Colby Elston last year to graduation. But the combination of you and Geffen, boy, that's a dynamic duo in the backfield.
Right. We should have elusive backs this year. Just get the job done. Definitely.
Speaking of getting the job done, let's talk a little bit about the offseason. What did you do? What did you put in? And how have the results been feeling on the field?
Very successful all season. Me and Geffwood hit the gym every morning very early, right before work. Just get the job done right off the rip.
Now, we open the season with Cornwall. We're not just sliding into the season, maybe a scrimmage or taking on a small team. You know, we're starting at the top. How do you prepare for something like that, and how do you get motivated for a game like that?
I think it's one of the best ways to start, so we start hard and everything's easy after that. So hopefully we just succeed very well after this, and then everything after that is going to be very easy.
All right, two final questions I've been asking everyone here that we've talked to today. If you had a chance to either go back in history or to talk to someone that's alive today, could be a sports figure, could be a world leader, could be anybody, who would it be and why would you want to hang out and interview them?
Maybe Julio Jones, one of the greatest athletes on this earth right now. Just look up to him a lot, you know. It's a work ethic I just love very much.
Well, that's a great answer, and one of the most gifted athletes, no doubt, on the planet today. The last question, senior year, red and black, helmets being put on Friday nights. It's the last opening night for you as a Port Jervis Raider. Every game you play this year will be the last of those games. What's that mean to you, and what's that going to feel like?
I just hope everything goes very well for my last time coming out and doing this, putting on the show for the town, make everybody happy, just succeed for myself as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you're a humble man, but when you're on the field, you play with a reckless abandon that we look forward to see. We're going to see that Friday, and we're going to see it throughout the season. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Nate Chambers, very humble, very gracious, nice young man right there. Good job. But boy, before the day was over, I got a chance to run into head coach Damian Straharsky, and we sat down a little bit, talked about the upcoming game this Friday, and a nuance he's throwing into this week's schedule practice. Head coach Damian Straharsky.
Joining us now is head football coach Damian Straharsky. Damian, a week of football camp at Port Jervis High School is in the books. You're already second week into practices leading up to the big game, opening night against Cornwall. Give us your take on how things are looking.
You know, to the public, it does seem like it's one week in, not to the second week. But, you know, we've been going at this all summer. We've been going since March, June. And we're ready to roll.
Speaking of ready to roll, boy, you go right into the fire, right? Those Dragons are going to be breathing fire here at Glenette Field on Friday night. What do you do to prepare for a team that has that history and that stature being such a dominant force?
Yeah, we knew coming into this that we'd have a big target on the back, and it's not just from Cornwall, but from everyone over the last couple seasons. So it's just, besides the preparing physically, it's a mental aspect of trying to get these guys ready, and I think they're holding up pretty strong right now.
Now, these last 2 weeks, you mentioned, of course, the offseason has constantly continued. But these last 2 weeks, these guys are here every day, day in, day out. Is there a certain mental fatigue that develops? Is there a little frustration where they're like, guys, let's go. We're ready to play. We don't want to practice anymore. We want to be on that field playing a game.
Absolutely. And that's one of the parts and aspects we're trying to approach is, all right, we're going to get you physically. We're going to break you down, build you up, and same mentally. We're going to break you down, build you back up. So when we come out here and practice, it's fast paced, it's game pace, and you know, our practice is a little bit longer than a whole game, so that they have the same feel as they would in a game. So the tempo would be the same, the length, you know, we go 2.5-3 hours, you know, just to get their bodies ready, and like I said, their mental capacity.
We talked a little bit to some of the captains. One of the topics that came up was adversity. And all the teams throughout New York State, throughout the country, throughout the world, everyone has dealt with adversity in the last year in regards to the COVID pandemic and issues related to that. You know, adversity is something that every team deals with. How are you as a head coach? How do you deal with that? And how do you get the kids to mentally focus to get through adversities?
You know, there's different types of adversity, and what these guys are great at is just being a team, you know, being a family, coming together, and they know that. So really, there hasn't been much, which is great. You know, we're here, we're focusing on football, and this week we're focusing on Cornwall. So, you know, everything's been kind of straight shooter right now.
Now, you don't waste any time. Three of the first five games in the season are against A and AA opponents. So you're not just sliding into the season looking to get a couple of quick victories to make people fear you. You're going to earn everything you get this year.
Correct. Week zero against Cornwall, as soon as they came out with the section I'm talking about coming out with, if do you want a scrimmage or a game? And as soon as we got that email or whatever it was, about 2 seconds later, my phone is ringing. I'm looking down, and it's Ryan Baldock. Great guy, great coach. You know, he's on the phone. I already knew what was coming. So I pick it up. I'm like, I didn't even say anything. I said, you got it, coach. We'll see you. So I already knew it was coming. He started laughing. We're like, let's go. You know, I like to come out with that statement game like we did last year. Depending on how it goes, you just never know. But for us, if you look back at last year, what it did to prepare us and everyone's aspect on us for the rest of the season. Oh my God, they went out and beat Cornwall from game one. You know, so that can really set the tone for the whole season. And this one, you know, we're looking to go 14 games this year.
Well, the tone last year was set definitely defensively. Very strong defense. One of the most ferocious defenses I've seen in my high school career as a broadcaster and a fan. The defense, you know, lost a lot of guys last year. How have they been coming together in the last 2 weeks of official practice to prepare for the season?
They're coming along great. Like I said, we have a lot of young guys, but they are very talented and athletic. And their mental capacity is getting up there. So they're at that point where they have it, you know, they have, and they're only going to be a step behind those guys leaving, you know, the Ryan and Coopers and all those seniors that took off last year. Like you said, they were very ferocious, and these guys are coming along. So it might take a week or two to come up. So going back to your previous question of having strong, you know, first five games, that's fine. You know, let us have it, bring it on, depending on how the outcome is. I think that's going to be beneficial for us in the long run.
Now, these players have been practicing almost on an island. School's not open yet, and the community hasn't seen a game yet. So these kids have pretty much been isolated. What's it going to be like when school starts and when the kids finally get on Glenette Field Friday night and hear the roar? Because the fans are all welcome and invited to come to Glenette Field.
Absolutely. Everyone come on out. You know, it's Friday, 7 o'clock at Glenette. It was that missing piece last year. Tom, you were there. You know it had a different feel. We were only allowed two spectators per athlete, so we did have the fans there, but not as many as we should, and it just had that different feel. So, you know, with everyone coming out, I think it would be great. And as far as going back to school, I think being on a schedule, kind of having that piece of, all right, we are in school, we do have a game, here we go, I think that will actually be helpful for us.
Boy, and there's nothing more fun than to wear that jersey on a Friday down the hallway, and all the kids in the classes and in the hallway know that you guys have a big game on Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. And when they first walk into school, listen, we have the section trophy there and as well as the bell. So it's going to be a nice reminder.
That's right. The bell belongs there and will stay there.
Correct.
All right, Coach, you know, you got a lot of work to do today in getting ready for the season. One last question. Rain's expected this week. Heavy rain tomorrow and Thursday. What does that do for your mental preparation and how do you make any changes?
I don't know if you heard or if they told you already. It's no secret. I already let the guys know so they could prepare. And with us always being ahead of the game, we saw what was going to happen. And we wanted to get out there. So called in with the help of the school. We're going to have a nice 5:30 a.m. practice.
5:30 a.m. practice. So Port Jervis will be the first team on the field tomorrow. And they'll be the first team on the field Friday night.
Correct. Waiting to go.
All right. Head coach Damian Sharsky joining us here on the Port Report. Damian, get out there. Get those guys ready. We'll see you Friday night.
Thanks, Tom. See you guys Friday.
Coach kicking it old school, having the Raiders on the field at 5:30 in the morning. Oh, reminds me back in the olden days when we used to go to football camp and Raiders had to be on the field by 6 or 6:15, and those were the good times. How about that? Way to go, Coach Straharsky. And how about our Raiders? Great interviews, humble young men, confident but also hardworking. It was great to sit back and talk with all of them. I hope you enjoyed that too. Hey, guys, guess what? Yeah. Oh, there it is. Ooh, came out of nowhere. Yep. That means it's time for me to go. Want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank all our special guests today. And, of course, want to thank our sponsors who make this happen. Got a couple of new sponsors coming on board, including the Red and Black Touchdown Club, Richard's Army Surplus, T-Bone Design, and the doctor himself, Dr. The Bagel. Thank you all for listening. If it's happening in Western Orange County, it's happening in Port Jervis. We're talking about it here on the Port Report. Guys, be smart, be safe, and we'll see you Friday night at Glenette Field.